exemplo.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the February 27th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, here in San Diego, California. Well, the market continues to struggle, go sideways, but that doesn't mean, as I showed yesterday, that there's not a lot of stocks that are bubbling and gurgling underneath the surface. And that's the whole point of this show, is to point out those stocks to you. Yes, there's more of them, and they're easier to find when the market is bubbling and gurgling too, but right now it's not, and that's the beauty of the Best Stocks Now app. It dives down underneath the surface of the market, and it pinpoints and finds those companies that are flourishing even in a sideways market. The S&P 500 is down 2.8 points right now at 1842. Much has been made of this 1850 ceiling. You know, stocks go in sideways, or markets and stocks go in sideways consolidations all the time. The question is, which way will it break next? Will it break out through that 1850 level to the upside, or will it roll over? Only time will tell. And in the interim, again, we've got to dive down underneath the surface and find big winners. I have two more today, big ones that I'm going to talk about. The Dow is down 26 points right now to 16,194. Market starting to take on a little bit of a negative tone here so far. The NASDAQ right now is down, is actually about even at 42.91. And of course, the NASDAQ has been the strongest index in the world for the last 15 months. Gold even at 13.32. Crude oil is at 102.26. The euro is at 1.37. The 10-year yield is at 2.64%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, like I've been saying, the theme for this year is a more challenging market than last year. Obviously, when the tide is coming in, more boats are able to ride that tide. I watch the sailboats on the harbor here on the weekends in San Diego from my home. When it's windy, and when the wind is blowing 15 miles or 15 knots, I should say, at the backs of these sailors, they are bustling along in the harbor. And when there is no wind, like there is no wind in the market, and when there is no tide, when we're at ebb tide, they have to make do with what they have. That's the hand they're dealt. And so far in 2014, we've been dealt a sideways market after a very, very strong northeast wind in 2013. But we've been able to ferret out many big winners so far out of this market on a daily basis. And if you watch me on Twitter during the day, and if you can, if you're working like most people, maybe when you come home in the evening and you turn on the TV and there's nothing good on, like I tried to find just anything last night, anything, and I couldn't find one good thing on TV. Watched about 10 minutes of American Idol, and I gotta say, this is probably their worst year ever for talent. How did some of these people make it to the top 13? I can sing in the shower better than some of these folks. Anyways, you might want to take a look at my Twitter feed for the day. It's not long. It's not lengthy. It's not like reading the first chapter of Genesis. I mean, it's very short, simple, maybe 6 or 7, 8 tweets during the day. And that's after looking at hundreds and hundreds of stocks. And if one thing stands out to me, I send out a little tweet. It will have one of three messages. It will be, you know, I'm looking at this thing. This thing looks real interesting. I don't own it right now, but it's on my radar. Or I'll send out a tweet and say, this is one I own. It's having a great day again today. such is the case with VRX. At least it was. Let's see if it's still in the green here. Yeah, it's still in the green, by up $3.52. Valeant Pharmaceuticals. I'll send out a tweet probably later today. New all-time high. I'm still long this stock. Or the third scenario is this. I just took a position for my clients in XYZ stock. I'm actually sending out any action I take during the day. And if there's one that I own, which would be the fourth scenario, that I don't like anymore, that I've changed my opinion on, I send out a little tweet that says, you know what, I'm just going to step away from this stock for now, which I did with LifeLock early last week because of a little bit of controversy that's now swirling around the stock. Even though I really like the story and I really think that identity theft is a huge thing, we learned that after this big Target breach. And I think LifeLock has a very bright future. LifeLock has just a little bit of controversy. And when a stock that's performing, that's had the grease on the skids and is undervalued, all of a sudden has the grease removed from the skids, sometimes they'll stall out for a little while. And if I find something better in the interim, well, that's the nature of the beast right now. It's like sitting a player in your baseball lineup that is not performing. You sit him on the bench for a month or two until he is performing again, or you send him down to AAA. That usually does it here for our Padre players. At least last year, our AAA team was in Tucson, where in August it's about 147 degrees, and that's all you got to do is say, hey, you better start feeling the ball better at second base, or we're going to send you down to Tucson for a month. That'll usually get a guy looking at his glove and paying attention to the game just a little bit more. I think we're in San Antonio this year, though. And I don't imagine it's much cooler in San Antonio. Well, I do the same thing in my lineup. I'll drop a guy from my lineup for a while. Sometimes I severely regret it. I've dropped a couple from my lineup this year, including Priceline and Facebook, that I go, why did I sell those stocks? So there is no automatic, there is no way of being, no sure thing out there. I do the best that I can on a daily basis. But at the same time, I replace those stocks with a couple of pretty good ones. So it is what it is. We have a sideways market. This is the hand we're dealt. So what are we supposed to do? Go home, take our cards and go home and say, well, I'm going to wait until the market is blasting off again. It may not blast off again for another 2 or 3 years. We just don't know. We have to take it a day at a time. But in the interim, and here's my major point, there's always something bubbling and gurgling underneath the surface of the market. It may be a biotech stock that has a new genetic code discovery mechanism. I see that Illumina today has good news that they can predict at a much higher accuracy rate with their genetic test of a Down syndrome baby. Illumina has been a game-changing stock located right here in my backyard. Not literally. I can't wave to the people about Illumina, but pretty close from here, maybe 5 minutes down the freeway. I wrote about Illumina in my book a couple years ago. Pretty good pick, as it's become one of the biggest winners in the market. One of the stocks bubbling underneath the surface may be a car stock like Tesla. Now, here's a wild story, okay? Who do you trust on Wall Street? My answer? I'll tell you my answer. Nobody. That's who I trust on Wall Street. Merrill Lynch today comes out with their target price on Tesla, which is $65 a share. $65 a share, the stock is currently trading at $258. And at the same time, over here, Morgan Stanley, they've got a target price in the way in the mid-300s. How can two major firms like this, probably the two biggest in America, Morgan Stanley on the one side and Merrill Lynch, which is now owned by Bank of America after almost biting the dust back in 2008, forced down Bank of America's throat. Their analyst has a $65 target price. And the other guy has a $365, something like that. They're about $300 apart with their target price. How can two major wirehouse firms be that far apart on one company? It's crazy. Who do you go with? Who do you believe? You know what I believe? I believe the action of the stock, the performance of the company. I believe in the stock chart, and I believe in the valuations that I do, okay? And if I'm wrong, and if the thing starts to peel over, I'm not ashamed to admit that I was wrong and move on. But it just shows you, watching these big wirehouse firms, watching CNBC, watching the Fox Business Channel, watching Bloomberg, you're going to get so many different opinions, it'll make your head spin. Who do you listen to? The best stocks now, radio are. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I made a point in the first quarter that I'm going to emphasize here and put an exclamation mark on and give an example. Even though the market is going sideways right now, and even though the market is struggling to get through the 1850 level, which we've all heard now ad nauseum, at some point in time it will make up its mind whether it's going to move on to new highs, whether it's going to continue to go sideways, or whether it's going to peel over. In the meantime, there are lots of individual stocks underneath the surface. You'd be amazed when you look underneath the surface of the water. You look at the surface and you say, there's not much there. Gosh, look at that. There's the harbor, there's the bay. It's just a bunch of water. Yeah, well, underneath the surface, there's lobsters. There's fish swimming by. There's big schools of bait. There's old tires and shoes and all kinds of things. Old rusty anchors that some poor guy lost. All kinds of things underneath the surface of the water. And yet, most people just look at the index every day. And they listen to the headlines on the nightly news. The Dow today was down 27 points. And that's the surface of the water. Very seldom does the guy say the Dow was down 27 points today, but look at these biotech stocks. They were roaring once again. They're up 15% year to date, despite the Dow being flat. No, they don't say that, because most people never like to dig deeper or dive deeper into the market than just the surface. Who wants to dive into a market that's absolutely placid and flat right now? Well, underneath the surface of the market, if you could look around, which I use my app to do. My app is the mask that I put on so that I can see what's going on in the murky waters sometimes underneath the surface. And I look for those companies that are outperforming the market, still have good value, and have strong stock charts that are still flourishing even in a sideways market. Let me give you an example. Back on December 26th of this year, here I am writing articles the day after. I remember where I was. I was up in Idaho visiting my new granddaughter. It was about 10 below zero outside. I was in a Marriott hotel with a little desk, and I was looking outside at the frozen tundra outside, and I wrote an article about Valiant Pharmaceutical, VRX, on the New York Stock Exchange. The company is headquartered in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I'll bet anything they've got a nice little skybox where the Canadians play hockey. Valiant Pharmaceutical is a $51 billion company. At the time I wrote the article on December 26th of last year, and remember, the market's gone nowhere since then. Nowhere. It's exactly the same as where it was when I was sitting in that motel room in Rexburg, Idaho, staring out at the frozen tundra. The market is still kind of frozen tundra. It hasn't really thawed. It's not really blooming. It's just stuck right now. But underneath the surface, Valiant Pharmaceuticals is up 31% since I wrote that article. Market flat, Valiant up 31%. And it's a major holding here in my conservative growth accounts at Gunderson Capital Management, because it's a large cap stock. It's not a little aggressive company out there on the cutting edge, small, mid-cap, that would fit more into my aggressive style of investing for those folks who are more aggressive. It's not a company that pays a dividend. It pays zero dividends. Therefore, it does not qualify for my growth and income category. I should say income and growth. Valiant instead is a large cap conservative stock that has been tearing it up for quite some time. Now go you one better. Yes, I wrote about the article or the stock on December 26th of last year, and it was published on MarketWatch the day after Christmas. I put it in my newsletter back in March of last year when the market was blooming and breaking out and flowers were blossoming all over the place and sunshine was on the market. At that time, the stock was at, let's see, the stock was at much lower than where it is today. Well, the stock has doubled since then. The stock was in the 70s. Today it's 148. So if you're a client, and if you've been with me since March of last year, you now have a double sitting in your portfolio by the name of Valiant Pharmaceuticals. If you are a newsletter subscriber, you saw it added to my portfolio, my very select portfolio, which when it's maxed out only contains 30 select prime stocks amongst the 3,800 out there to choose from. That's all that makes it in. And I added it to my newsletter. For those of you who follow along with the newsletter and invest on your own, if you're a client of mine, I added it to your portfolio back at that time, and now you're sitting there with a double in your portfolio. Here's a question. What do you do with doubles in your portfolio besides smile? Well, you know, a position that was once about 3 or 4% could be 6 to 8% of your portfolio. But of course, if you've got a good portfolio, your portfolio has also gone up along with it. And now maybe it's 5 or 6% of your overall portfolio. Do I automatically cut that thing back to 3 or 4%? No. You want to let your winners run. Now maybe at some point in time, if it becomes 8% of folks' portfolios, 10%, maybe I take my cost out of it, sell half, and take that other half and invest it in something that looks like Variant did 15 months ago or a year ago, right? Diversify. Use that money to buy another one. And now I'm playing completely on house money with my position in the stock. Needless to say, Variant is still a decent stock here. Okay, let's just take a look at the Best Stocks Now app and see what the Best Stocks Now app says about it currently. Variant has had phenomenal performance, obviously. In fact, over the last 10 years, it's delivered 27% per year. It's an A-plus performer. This is a very rare bird. Over the last 12 months, it's up 121%. It gets a momentum grade of A. Yes, pharmaceuticals, drug stocks, biotechs have been the sweet spot in the market. That's one of the currents that is still ripping underneath the surface of a very placid market right now. Valiant, I still have a target price of $275 on the stock 5 years from now. It's currently trading at $146. It still meets my valuation criteria. It still meets my performance criteria. And in fact, out of 3,835 stocks, Valiant Pharmaceutical currently comes in at number 8. And it's been in my top 300 for the last 1 year, and that's why I still own it today. Now, having said that, I'm not married to the stock. There will come a time when it's no longer a Best Stock Now, and I will move on. But for now, Variant, which is now a double for investors at Gunderson Capital Management, is still a Best Stock Now. We'll be right back. I don't see the right thing, but it must use the wrong line. But I must use the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in a right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I just had a tweet come to me. Bill, what's your thoughts about penny stocks? One word with 27 exclamation points after it. Run. And this smart aleck writes back, my friend is up $200,000, laughing out loud. What a jerk. Penny stock promoters, there's a special place in hell for penny stock promoters, all right? So I do not touch penny stocks. You know who makes money on penny stocks? His friend is probably a penny stock promoter or has a penny stock stock certificate printing press in his basement, and he's selling you shares in his penny stock after he promotes it on the damn internet. They make me sick. They make me want to puke, penny stock idiots. I got rich investing in penny stocks. Uh-huh, yeah. Let's quit our jobs and invest in penny stocks. That'll do it. You know what? There is no easy way. If there's a lesson in life that I've learned, and I'm fairly young considered, against most of my listeners, I suppose. I'm in my late 50s. And maybe, you know, to some people, I have a little more experience. I've been in the business for 20 years. And if there's one thing that I've learned in life, there is no easy way. And all of these get-rich-quick schemes, from buying lottery tickets to buying penny stocks to making thousands of dollars with your own internet business sitting from your kitchen table at home, there is no easy way of making money in any business. In fact, it's damn hard work. Hours and hours. You have to be dedicated to what you do, and you have to stick to it, and you're going to go through bad times and good times and all kinds of things. But if you stick to it, you can be successful in life, but it takes, in my opinion, a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, and a lot of hours, not buying penny stocks. All right, so we're in a sideways market. Well, you know what? That's the hand we're dealt. So what do? Well, in 2008, we were in a horrible down market. And what did I learn that year? That was the year I was putting the finishing touches on my app. I wish I would have had it before 2008 hit, because I might have loaded up on stocks like Dollar Tree, which I'm sure would have been in the top 25 of my app at that time. Dollar Tree was up 66% that year. AutoZone was up big time that year. The bond market was up 32% in 2008. Do you pack up your chips and go home, or you try to make money even when the wind is blowing in your face? Yeah, well, there's opportunities always. The markets are relative. On a relative basis, every day, I have almost 4,000 in my database, and they're all competing one against another. And on a relative basis, there's always going to be those at or near the top. There's always going to be a big slog of them in the middle doing nothing. And there's always going to be some poor performers, ones that are bringing up the rear. And there's always plenty of those. So, you know, on a relative basis, I want to be in the best areas of the market, which does not include penny stocks, okay? So let's take a look at another stock here that I like in this current market, all right? Let's take a look. Income is very difficult to get. Income in this market, in a rising interest rate market, is difficult to get. You can get the income from the bond market, but you're not going to get any capital appreciation when interest rates rise. Therefore, I have gone to other areas to get my income, including companies that pay dividends. All right? And one of those companies that I've had that I've watched over the years and I've taken a position in recently is a company that's headquartered in Bermuda. TK Corp. The symbol is TK. It provides international crude oil and petroleum product transportation services with a current fleet of 146 vessels. Market cap, $4 billion. We have a yield of 2.2%. Therefore, it qualifies as a stock that meets my income requirements to qualify for my income and growth portfolio. TK is currently hitting new highs. Now, let's take a look at the numbers on TK. All right. Let's begin with the performance of the stock, TK. All right. Let's take a look here. Let's pull up the Best Stocks Now app and take a look. TK. TK, over the last 10 years, which owns a fleet of ships. In fact, they provide international crude oil and petroleum product transportation services with the current fleet of 146 vessels. Here are the particulars on the stock. Over the last 10 years, I keep putting in TJ. Boy, I've got a fat thumb this morning. TJ's to the south of us, Tijuana. Here we go. Over the last 10 years, TK Shipping has delivered double what the market's returned. 9.5%. The market's delivered 4.9%. Over the last 5 years, TK has delivered 34% per year. The market's delivered 20% per year. Now remember, this is dividend and this is capital appreciation. This is both, which is the best of both worlds. Over the last 3 years, TK has doubled the returns of the market. TK has delivered 22%. Market has delivered 11%. Over the last 12 months, the market is up 75%. Or the stock is up 75%. The market is up 23%. It's more than tripled the returns of the market. Is there a guarantee that the stock is going to continue to triple the returns of the market going forward? No. Baseball season will start here in San Diego on April 1st. We'll be playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. Is there a guarantee that Clayton Kershaw will win 20 games this year? No. But Clayton Kershaw, what did he win? 21, 22, a Cy Young Award. His track record would suggest that I'm sure he'll be pitching opening day against our Padres, and I'm sure our Padres will be sitting down plenty of times after striking out against Clayton Kershaw. But then again, there's no guarantee. The first pitch of the season, he could feel a twinge in his elbow and be out for the season. But a track record in my book is still very, very important. And then, of course, when Clayton Kershaw's done pitching, then our pitchers got to face Adrian Gonzalez and Matt Kemp and the Cuban out in left field that is the next Superman in baseball, and that goes on and on and on. Hanley Ramirez at shortstop, murderer's row, we call them, of hitters. And those guys have track records, but there's still no guarantee. But a track record to me is pretty doggone important. Let's take a look at evaluation of TK Shipping. You know, TK is shipping stocks are a little bit different animal. They're cash flow plays. They're not earnings play. They are cash flow plays. TK Shipping is more of a stock that you want to buy for the dividend on the one hand, and if you get some capital appreciation along the way, then so much the better. But it's very difficult to place a valuation on a company like TK. But what are those 146 vessels worth? You know, there's a little barrier to entry there. You don't just build a vessel that carries crude oil and petroleum products overnight. There's a big capital expenditure there. And when I look at the book value and the price to sales of TK, I see numbers that are pretty reasonable. I see a price to sales ratio of 2.16. I see a price to book value of 3.49. Not too bad. Mid-cap stock. Pays a good dividend. And in fact, out of 3,835 stocks right now, TK comes in at number 196. And it's a stock that I currently own in my income and growth accounts, which had a very good year last year, especially considering that the bond market was in negative territory. My unaudited numbers on my newsletter, income and growth, a little bit north of 20% last year. I did it by investing in companies like TK that pay steady dividends and have had good capital appreciation over the years. And it's one of those stocks that I own in a very eclectic mix of dividend-paying stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be back for the final segment.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I want to talk about the financial channels here just for a moment. There's been some major shakeups at CNBC recently where Maria Bartiromo jumped ship. Of course, usually when somebody jumps ship, it's because the other ship's offering them a much bigger berth and a much bigger chunk of provisions along the way. I'm sure Maria Bartiromo was wooed away by money to the Fox Business Channel. You know, I've given the Fox Business Channel several opportunities to become my go-to channel to watch in the morning, because I do keep it on in the background so I know what's going on in the market to see if there's any breaking news and whatnot. So I gave Maria Bartiromo her chance this morning on the Fox Business Channel to win me over, and I found it quite boring, to tell you the truth. I wasn't getting the market-making news in the morning, the stocks, the companies making news. Instead, she's in long-winded interviews with CEOs of companies, and I just don't think that Fox, they continue to, really struggle as a channel, trying to find their way and trying to compete against CNBC, which I don't think is the greatest in the world either. But when you put the two up next to each other, it's all relative, isn't it? There's one good channel in my book, and there's one that's inferior. And I still find the Fox Business Channel, unless they do something liven things up over there. I think people are going to continue to watch CNBC. And in the interim, CNBC's ratings continue to fall and plummet. So I guess overall, people aren't watching the business channels as much as they used to. And I think, personally, I think you get pretty bad advice by watching the business channels. And I rarely watch Bloomberg because Bloomberg is not in high def. I'm so spoiled. I can hardly watch a show that's not in high def. Maybe it is in high def in your market, but in my market, it's in low def, whatever that is. And to me, that doesn't look as good as high def. And I switch over to CNBC, and at least they're showing the Yellen testimony, not a long-winded interview during market hours when things are moving, things are jumping. And Maria Bartiromo is doing a long-winded interview with the CEO of Blackstone, which I like. Blackstone's a stock I own, BX, here at Gunderson Capital Management. But save that for later in the afternoon when the market action has disappeared. That'd be like calling a baseball game and you're in the third inning and the bases are loaded, and all of a sudden you switch to a long interview in the booth with the GM of the team and what players he's looking at in the upcoming trade, completely miss the action on the field. The people want to see the action on the field. So I don't know. If I had advice for the Fox Business Channel, they need to go back to showing action on the field, breaking action in the markets. It's happening all over the place. There's thousands and thousands of stocks trading. What's working in the market? What's going on underneath the surface of the market? Where can investors make money? What are the leading sectors in the market? What are some of the breakthroughs in drug discovery here recently? I just don't get that sense of, boy, this is something you need to watch to stay on top of the stock market. I don't get that sense in watching the Fox Business Channel. I've been on there several times. Maybe I have sour grapes. They haven't had me on for, well, I was on last spring training. I was on with Liz Clayman. Give her three of the biggest winners in the market over the next 12 months. But they're just lacking something. I'm telling you, they're just lacking something. And on the other hand, when I watch CNBC, if I were to write down the stocks that they their guys like, and, you know, I just don't need to hear about Cisco, please. And I don't need to hear about the marijuana stocks. This is becoming just kind of disgusting, really, that we've got to be talking about marijuana half of the day on CNBC. What do you want to be, the marijuana channel? It's up to you. Or do you want to talk about breaking news on breaking stocks, companies that are excelling in this environment? That's what I'm looking for in the financial channels, and that's what I'm not getting in the financial channels whatsoever, not even close. But you know what? They could just put the ticker on all day and nothing else probably, and they would be giving me the same thing that I'm getting now by watching them. But we are seeing our friend Yellen testify, and we are seeing the markets move up a little bit on her testimony. We'll find out how much more dovish she is today than her predecessor, Ben Bernanke, who was very dovish. And so far what we're getting from Yellen is that she's going to be even a bigger dove, meaning she's going to leave interest rates alone. And who knows, maybe she'll even get rid of the taper. Maybe she'll even scale back on the taper. We'll find out a little bit here. Well, she's saying bond purchases are likely to end sometime this fall. Well, okay, then she's just said the taper is in place. We are going to go ahead and we're going to continue to cut back on our bond purchases, which raises the question, can bonds stand on their own without the Fed, their biggest buyer, buying bonds? Only time will tell. Interest rates are at 2.64 right now. They're fairly tame. We've been in this tight range. Interest rates are also range-bound, like the stock market right now. You can't make much money in the bond market, and you can't make much money in the stock market unless, again, you dive underneath the surface. You look for the companies like TK Tankers and companies like Valiant Pharmaceuticals, companies like Illumina, companies like Isis, etc., that continue to flourish in this market. We've had these trends in place now for about 15 months. Those are the trends that are underneath. Those are the currents that people are making money in. If you're an index investor this year, you're flat. If you're an asset allocation person so far this year, you're probably flat. Your only chance is to be a stock picker or an ETF picker or, you know, whatever. Whatever's working in this market and putting together a portfolio of those things that are working underneath the surface of the market. And at the same time, being very, very vigilant on what you own on a daily basis. If you'd like to take a look at what I own here at Gunderson Capital Management for my clients, you can get my newsletter. You can go on to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We've had a lot of money come in so far this year. We had a big year last year, and we're putting that money to work. But I'm a methodical guy. I'm very, very picky. I don't buy just anything. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.